الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما. ألم تر إلى الذين يزكون أنفسهم بل الله يزكي من يشاء ولا يظلمون فتيلا. انظر كيف يفترون على الله الكذب وكفى به إثما مبينا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, these ayat which I have just recited are connected with each other. And the first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about not forgiving shirk. There's one sin if a person has to do and pass away in this condition that he is a mushrik. So a person does shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supposedly a person passes away in this condition, wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive this person. So Allah says, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive when a person makes shirk with him. Any other sin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, and ulama mentioned that a person has to make tawbah, but on the day of qiyamah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive those sins, supposedly a person did not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance in dunya, then of course, on the day of qiyamah, it is up to the decision of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to pardon him, Allah can still pardon that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can pardon that person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also take that person to task. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wills to forgive that person, Allah will forgive him for that. And Allah, to that, Allah makes reference also in Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my servants, those who have went beyond all bounds, those who have been prodigal to themselves. Allah says, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Why? Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. This shirk is considered as a dhulam, and this means it is a great injustice that a person can do. It comes in Quran, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Shirk is a great injustice. When Sahaba radiallahu anhu heard the verse, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ, that those who have brought iman and they have not mixed up their iman with some dhulm, Allah says, okay, such people, they are, for them, their safety on the day of qiyamah, and they will be rightly guided. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu became worried that وَأَيُّنَا لَمْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ. They asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which person didn't make zulam upon him, upon his iman? In other words, they thought that by bringing iman, sometimes then a person does some sin, some ma'asi. Now isn't that considered as a zulam upon iman? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then read to them the verse in Quran. No, what is meant here is إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. When Allah talks about zulam upon your iman, it means making shirk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from shirk. So shirk is one thing that is never forgiven. And shirk is considered as a dhulam. Hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are three types of dhulam. One is where a person can make dhulam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive. And that is the dhulam of shirk. And then one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one type of dhulam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah forgives that type of dhulam, provided a person makes tawbah, and that is huququllah. If a person has to do something that violates the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means he does some ma'asi, some sin, and then he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that type of zulam that a person makes. And the third type of zulam, and that is wala yatrukuhu. Allah is not negligent of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't ignore that type of zulam. And that type of zulam is the zulam of huququl ibad, where a person infringes upon the rights of his fellow brother, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't ignore that zulam. Allah sees it, and definitely justice will come to pass. If not in the dunya, if a person doesn't see that his haq is given to him again, then definitely on the day of qiyamah, adl will be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about that adl and justice. So these are the three types of zulam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever makes shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certainly he has invented, he has made up and forged a great sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, by making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has brought about a great sin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Have you not seen those who يُزَكُّونَ. Here tazkiyah means those who purify themselves. Rather we use, the meaning for yuzakuna anfusahum, a better way to give the meaning of this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those who claim their purification, their self-purification, those who claim that their sanctity. In other words, they say that we are holy, we are pure. This doesn't mean that a person shouldn't make tazkiyah, in the meaning that a person shouldn't reform his soul. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those people who believe that their souls are fully reformed. So a person is making tazkiyah, he's trying to reform his soul, but if he feels that he has reached a point, reached a time, that now his soul is purified, and now he is pure and holy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that look at such people, that how can you do such a thing? Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is pure, who is holy. بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. Allah subhanahu... The reason why this verse, how is this verse connected with the previous verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous verse said that Allah doesn't forgive when shirk is done. But a person can do other ma'asi and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that. Now in this verse Allah is saying that do not make tazkiyah of yourself in the meaning that claim that you are pure and holy, because you definitely can fall into sin and you will fall into sin. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now telling Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is addressing him, that have you not seen those people now who claim that they are pure? Look at these people. بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. How can you dare claim that you are pure and you are now holy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes tazkiyah. Allah purifies whomsoever He wills. And then Allah says, by you doing a'mal, remember, you will never ever be defrauded. In other words, whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely reward you and requite you for the good deeds that you do. So if you do good, definitely you will get good thawab and ajr in akhirah. And if you do evil, then you will get iqab in akhirah. So Allah says, look at my justice. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. They will never be oppressed. Fatila in Arabic means they will never be oppressed even to the measure of a thread on a date seed. That much to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if they have to do good, they will even see that reward for that too. Whatever it be, but definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever defraud them from the a'mal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, make a'mal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.